Assalamu alaikum. This is a stylistic issue when people translate the Quran. When we use the word asa in our daily speech, if I say, for example, asa an azuraka, perhaps, maybe, possibly, probably, I will come and visit you. Because I don't know, maybe my car will break down, maybe I will die, maybe something will happen, maybe you will travel, you know. So there's always a chance that I'm not able to do it, and this is why when we use asa, rubbama, we use the word perhaps or maybe. But when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something about himself, and he says, asa Allahu an yatuba alayhim, in Surah 9, At-Tawbah, Ayah 109. Ayah 102. Surah 9, 102. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this group of people in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, they did something wrong, they repented, and they asked Allah for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَعَسَى فِي حَقِّ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, عَسَى, I will forgive this person, so we shouldn't use the word perhaps, because what is suitable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, perhaps I will do this to you, or I will give you this reward, it's a fact, 100%, you will get it. There's no chances here. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, we shouldn't use the word perhaps or maybe. We should use the word, it is right to hope that Allah will forgive them. I think this is a better translation, because now we know for sure that Allah will forgive them. If Allah promises someone to do something, he will do it, because nothing can stop him. So this is why we should use, it is right to hope that Allah will forgive them, and we shouldn't use the word perhaps or maybe, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is impossible for him. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.